You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah candidate for governor Phil Lyman is taking the current lieutenant governor to court. It's a lawsuit over whether Lyman's running mate is eligible to be on the ballot.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our team coverage.
State Representative Phil Lyman's running mate, Lane Bangerter, can't become an official candidate because he wasn't living in Utah for the last 5 years. At least, that's the decision from the independent advisor on the 2024 governor's race. But Lyman says on X that's an incorrect reading of the state constitution because Bangerter has lived in Utah for at least 5 years before in his life. Here's what the state constitution says. Anyone running for lieutenant governor must have, quote, been a resident citizen of the state for 5 years next preceding the election. It's now for a judge to interpret whether those words mean 5 years leading up to the election or 5 years before, period. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage with a look at Lane Bangerter's involvement in Idaho politics.
Before he moved back to Utah, Bangerter's Idaho career seemed to peak during 2020, during then-President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. So much so, Bangerter was selected as a state delegate to head to Charlotte for the Republican National Convention that year. He shared his thoughts about the experience with WDBJ7 in Virginia.
It was a lot of fun, but it wasn't the festive type of convention that we normally see. But the optimism and the messaging was there.
Bangerter moved back to Utah in 2021. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Phil Lyman came away with a big win among the delegates at the state convention, but a new poll shows Governor Spencer Cox still has a lot of support from Republicans throughout the state.
Noble Predictive Insights' latest data shows among Republicans with an opinion, an overwhelming majority support Governor Cox, 81% to 6% for State Representative Phil Lyman, who got overwhelming support from GOP convention goers on Saturday. 600 registered voters in Utah were sampled, including 283 registered Republicans, and even among Trump first Republicans, Cox sees 57% approval. NPI data also shows dissatisfaction with Cox's performance. Even among Democrats, he's only down 2 points. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Protesters at Columbia University in Manhattan ignored another warning from the school to leave campus overnight, and then they broke into a campus building and are still inside right now. Student Jessica Schwab was watching as it all happened.
The people who were already inside Hamilton Hall decided to smash the windows and then put bike locks like around each door handle, and they also zip-tied the door handles.
The protesters are demanding the school divest from any groups that have ties to Israel.
A fire near the Oak Grove campground in the mountains above Leeds in southern Utah has grown to 22 acres. Utah Fire Info says the fire is still 0% contained, but no buildings are threatened. A Type 3 incident team is fighting the fire, and it was believed to have started after an all-terrain vehicle caught fire.
A handful of cities in Utah County are moving towards splitting off from the Alpine School District.
Highland, Cedar Hills, Alpine, Lehigh, Draper, and American Fork are entering an interlocal agreement where they will explore splitting off into their own district. Saratoga Springs, Fairfield, Eagle Mountain, and Cedar Ford have been exploring something similar on their own. Highland City Mayor Kurt Osler says if the school board voted to pursue a split, the final decision would come down to every voter in the school district versus...
If we do an interlocal agreement with the cities, it will be the residents there that will have that opportunity to vote if they would like to do a new district reformation.
The school board is meeting this morning, and they're expected to discuss what they want to do in terms of the district's future. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and boy, that still looks busy, Andy.
It is. In fact, there's very little stretch between basically Orem and Salt Lake that isn't in some kind of a backup. You've got a crash in north end of Orem, south end of Pleasant Grove, backing you to Center Street. You've got delays from Lehigh to Sandy, a crash at 33rd South, backing you all the way to Midvale. South 15 delays coming out of Ogden and again through Centerville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A home in West Jordan has now been the victim of two fake 911 calls.
Officers got a call Monday afternoon claiming there was an active shooting at a home and multiple people were hurt. 30 police, fire, and medical personnel arrived to find nothing out of the ordinary. January. The homeowner said they had no knowledge of a 911 call and everything was fine. The same house was involved in a fake 911 call earlier this year. Police are investigating to see if it's the same caller and why they are targeting the house. The caller could face misdemeanor or even felony charges if caught. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
911, emergency.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.